Don't be disappointed that it's not a Hanukkah tune just because you started off with the Hanukkah song. Hanukkah drasha, because you started off with a Hanukkah song.
Talk the same
thing,
it's okay.
Very good. In fact, I had intended to say something on this parsha, but I had a certain simen to say something else. So, whatever that's for, I'm sharing something which pertains actually more to last week's parsha than this week's parsha. Maybe we could try to tie it into Hanukkah at the end of it. It's that Eliezer. Very interesting. Take a look at the Inyan of Eliezer and the shlichus that Hashem, that Avram had him go on. The Eliezer begins as an Eved of Avram. There's a lot of questions in this sugya of Eliezer finding Rivka. One of the things the Mefarshim deal with is the fact that when we first are introduced to Eliezer in the Parsha, we find him being called the Eved. V'yemre lav ho-Eved, 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 ho-Eved. And then somewhere in the middle there, he starts to be called Ha'ish. Randy, did you notice this? You're very big and dictive. Did you notice this?
Not sure.
Ha'ish. And then afterwards, it goes back and it calls him Eved Avraham. So you have the Eved, who switches to Ha'ish, and then he's called Eved Avraham. What's going on with that? Secondly, Chazal say that when he was sent and he came back, it says that Yitzhak noticed him coming back in the distance. What does it say? Vihine gemalim ba'im. And behold, the gemalim were coming. Well, first, I want to know, like, what do you mean the gemalim are coming? And the gemalim is what you would probably least notice. Why doesn't it say Vayar and he saw that Eliezer was coming? Eliezer was returning. He noticed the gemalim. Thirdly, Chazal say that Yitzhak and Avram were choshed Eliezer. They were choshed Eliezer that maybe he defiled Rivka. They weren't sure whether she had Besulim or not. The question of whether or not she was a Mukas 8, according to some Chazal, that when she fell off the camel, she actually broke her Besula. Some say that Yitzhak checked the Adayim if she had it or not. But anyways, they were choshed Eliezer. This is a Tema Gedayla. Here, Avram swore him to be Matzliach in his Shlichus. The Torah calls him Moshe B'chol Asher Lo, is the Kan Beis of Avram Avinu. And he comes back, and all of a sudden, Avram Yitzchak are down his throat. Like, what's going on? Did you not? How could you have? It's also a Pella. And as we go along the way, Mitzvah, I'll try to explain some other things. If you take a look at the precise moment as to where there was this shift in where Eliezer was called, Eved to Ish, it takes place in Pasuk Yudzayin. This is the last time he's called Eved. Vayoretz ha'Eved l'krasa. That he ran towards her, vayoymer, and he said, "Hagmiini na ma'at mayim mikadech. Give me some of your water." Vatoy mishasiyadani, she says, "Drink." Vat maher vatoy kadal yadav atashkeu, and he drinks. Vatachal hashkeisa, and then he stops to drink. And then she says, "I'll also give your camels to drink," and then they drink. And then we have a whole description here about my hair, about Tara Kalal, Ashokas, everything which she's doing in order to give water to these animals. V'ish mishtoelah. And all of a sudden he's an ish. V'ish is mishtoelah ladas ha'itzliach. Did he have a tzlach or not? And he's continued to be called ish. Koy diver aleha ish, he says. So says the man. V'yobo ha'ish ha'baisa, the ish comes home, v'chule v'chule. And then, at the end, when he finishes speaking his piece, When he finishes speaking his piece, the pasuk says like this: "Vayhi kasher shama eved Avraham es divrehem vayishtachu aratz Elasha." He's no longer the ish anymore. Now he's eved Avraham. What happened? So I think the Zayah Kodesh gives us a piece of information which really opens up this sugya. The Zayah Kodesh says that the water which Rivka gave to Eliezer was not stam water. It was the water from Be'er Miriam. That's what the Zayah says. It's actually very nice, because when the Torah describes Eliezer's coming to this place, the Torah says, Hinei anoichi nitzav alein hamayim. Behold, I am standing on the Ein Hamayim. Why is it called the Ein Hamayim? And secondly, what does Hinei? Like behold, like whoa. So the teretz is that this was a well which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made appear so that Eliezer should see it. And all the women were coming to go get water, probably from a different Be'er, not from this Be'er. Nobody saw this Be'er. This was Be'er, which was mizdaming for Eliezer for this purpose. That's why it's called the Ein Hamayim. You know the other time that the Torah refers to the Ein Hamayim? By Hagar. That when Hagar is running from Sarah, the Torah says that she found the Ein Hamayim. And that also was not stam water that she found. We're going to talk about that later, Mitzvah. Please remind me. That Ein Hamayim, that's here right now for Eliezer. And Eliezer drinks this water. That's why we have such a long description about the drinking of this water. This is a very important part of the process. Take a listen to the arichas which is taking place here. And then the gemalim drink. Why do we need to know the gemalim are drinking? All of a sudden, v'ha'ish mishtoy laladas. Now he's called an ish. Because drinking from the Be'er Miriam is not just good water to have. The Be'er Miriam makes a transformation in the person who drinks it. We know this from the Arizal himself. Rav Chaim Vital writes that in the beginning of my learning with my Rebbe, the Arizal, I didn't understand basically anything he was teaching me. So Vayhi Hayom, we were on a boat one Motzei Shabbos, and the Arizal took me, he says, to the Kinneret, and we stopped in the Kinneret. He took a bucket of water, pulled it out, gave it to me to drink, and I was a different person. And then he said, I just gave you to drink from the Be'er Miriam. And from that point on, he started to understand the Torahs of his Rebbe. So you see from the Ari himself, that drinking from the Be'er Miriam creates a transformation in the person who drinks it. That's why you have here, Ha'evin, Ha'evin, Ha'evin. Va'tashkehu, she gives him to drink. V'ha'ish mishto'ela. Wow. All of a sudden, he's an ish. And the pasuk says, Lada'as, to know something. All of a sudden, he was a bardas. He wasn't just a regular person anymore. He was able to understand. So even the word mishta'e can be explained as a lashon of mishasiya, like from the drinking of. Because the aleph and the yud are interchangeable.
Doesn't Rashi say it can't be that?
No. Talking about the drush, the oif and drush, that the word mishtai, because the aleph and yod are interchangeable. There's a column that the letters of the mouth are divided into five sections. I don't know if the yod and the aleph are interchangeable actually. Anyways, mishtai lab macharish ladas. All of a sudden he had an awakening. There was a new spirit which was inside of Eliezer. You see this chachma that Eliezer had from what the Torah tells us afterwards. Afterwards, Eliezer goes to the house of Lavan and Bethuel, and he starts to repeat, the Torah says, everything which happened beforehand. But not just to repeat. Chazal say that he used tremendous chachma telling over the story. For example, one thing which Rashi brings out is that he didn't say that first I gave her the articles of jewelry and then I asked who she was, which is really what he did. First, he repeats and says, I asked who she was, then I gave her. Why? So Lavan and Bethuel shouldn't say, you're crazy. How can you possibly give it to her without knowing that she's the right one, who she is, where she comes from? So you see the tremendous chachma, if you take a look at the Mefarshim, other nuances and the changes which he made, which demonstrate the tremendous chachma which he had, in telling over this story to Lavan and Bitzur, that they should agree. That they should agree to the Shidduch. Where did this Chachma come from? The Chachma came because after he drank from the Be'er Miriam, he was an Ish Mishtoy Ladas. He was a different person after that. And that's why in the story, we see that Chachma come out. Furthermore, by the fact that the Torah repeats it, the fact that the Torah repeats the episode of which Chazal say, Yafasi Chasim Shalav the Avos, Yorsami Tirasim Shalvanim, that even the Sicha of the Abdi Avos is better than the Torah of the Banim, you see the tremendous Chachma which lied in these words. The fact that the Torah had such a Chavivis for it, that there's such Chachma here, how can we not bring down such words in the Torah? This is what the Torah is about, such Chachma. The fact that it's repeated shows the tremendous Chachma that he was speaking with. It's interesting that we demonstrate the Chachma of Eliezer by the fact that the Torah says that it's kafel. Rashi says that's why it's kaful of a Torah. The words of Eliezer are kafel. It's interesting that the Parsha has a big shaykhah to the Indian of kafel. The fact that Eliezer speaks twice undoubtedly connects to the fact, to the beginning of the Parsha, that Avram is Konan Maras Machpelah, which is also kafel. That there's a connection between Maras and Machpelah, and also the words which are kafel that Eliezer speaks. Chazal say, Yaakov Uveni quotes it, "Bischus osen shiyesheni b'maras ha-machpelah." In the schus of those who are sleeping in maras ha-machpelah, hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu mayim l'b'nei Yisrael b'midbar. That b'nei Yisrael were zeichet to Be'er Miriam in the schus of the Yidden who are sleeping in maras ha-machpelah. Doesn't say it's in the schus of the Avos. It says in the schus of those who are yesheni b'maras ha-machpelah. That it's the fact that the Avos HaKadoshim are in maras ha-machpelah, that there's Zoche to the Be'er Miriam in the Midbar.
To the Lashon Yishen.
Yishen, like sleeping. Yeah.
I'm saying, what's with that Lashon?
Why is that Lashon? It means to say that they're going to wake up, they're going to have Kliyos HaMisa. It's usually why. Like, I don't know why that's in this context, but it's a common Lashon. So, on some level, there's like a water which is flowing, so to speak, from Maras HaMachpelah outward, which is the Bechina of Kafa. In fact, if you take the word Machpela, it divides into Kofel Ma. So if you take Ma and you times it by two, it's Gematria.
9.
Yeah? 9. So Machpela, which is Kofel Ma, so 2 times Ma is Gematria 9. As if to suggest that the 9 flows from there. So that's why Maras HaMachpela is an important Hakdama to the whole Sipur of Eliezer. Being that the water of Be'er Miriam flows out from Maras HaMachpelah, and it's only once that the Avos are sleeping there that the water comes out. So once Sarah is buried there, right, and Avram has a kinyan there, and therefore Maras HaMachpelah is his, and the Avos are Yesheinu b'Maras HaMachpelah, Memela, we have this Kofel Ma, this Mayim, Memela, since Daman Teliyazir. What's interesting is that not just in the schos of Sarah who's sleeping there in the kingdom of Maras HaMachpelah, we find a reason why Eliezer should be zeichet to this water. But there's also a schos for Eliezer himself. The fact that the Torah calls Eliezer after this episode an Ish shows that there was something special about Eliezer, that he was worthy to this water. Not just the fact that Sarah was buried there and Maras HaMachpelah gave birth to that water. The Torah tells us that when he came to this water, he made a tefillah. Vayoymar Hashem Elokei Adoni Avraham Hakrino Lefanai Hayoyim Vaasi Chesed Im Adoni Avraham. And there's a shalshelis on the word Vayoymar, as if to say this was a very big ordeal. This was a difficult thing for him to do, to be able to make such a tefillah. Like we find by Yosef, which is the next time in the Torah we have a shalshelis. The Torah says Vayimoein, with a shalshelis over it, as if to suggest that with all of his koach, he was menayim ve'ishas Potiphar. So to hear, vayoymar, this is such a difficult thing for him to do, to be mespala, that the right shidduch would come. Pashup Shat, the reason why it was so difficult, is because I'll say that he had a negiyah that he really wanted his daughter to marry Yitzchak.
Eliezer wanted his own daughter to marry Yitzchak?
Yeah. Wanted his own daughter to marry Yitzchak. That's what Rashi said. Which of what Hashem says to Avram, says to him, no, Ein Aram is Dabik Bebarach. You can't have an Aram is Dabik Bebarach. But anyways, he goes ahead and he says about Yoimer, he makes a tefillah, and he breaks as if to say his Yitzhahara, that he really wants his daughter to marry Yitzhak, and he serves Avim ben Emanis at this moment. Chazal say that in the schus of the Ne'emanis, that he was Mekayim, his Shlichus Tavram, he was Yatzal Michlal Arer, Chlal Baruch. He went from being an Arer, because he came from Canaan, to becoming a Baruch. So you see, here you see how he demonstrated this Ne'emanis Tavram, which is what caused him to going from being an Arer to becoming a Baruch. This would explain the change also in why he went from being Ha'eved to becoming an Ish. Why this switch there? Because after he's misfollowed this tefillah, and he goes over to her, and he puts it in motion, and he says to her, give me some of this water. And he puts himself second in order to fulfill the wishes of Avram. He's called an Ish. And it's along the lines of what Chazal says, V'mokum she'ein Ish, hishtadol liyos Ish. Because before that, he was not a bechin of an Ish. He was mokum she'ein Ish. But because he did such a gevura in the emunas to Avram, he became an ish, hishtadol liyos ish. And he was yotzi michlal or liyos michlal baruch, meaning he was freed from becoming an eved to becoming a free person. Now he was a free person. And you know what? Being a free person, now that he was no longer an or, now he was a baruch, this further intensified his nisayon. And now, on two levels. One, the whole reason why Avram didn't want me to marry him is because I was an Arab, but now I'm a Baruch. So maybe now, either one, I can marry my daughter to Yitzchak, or I can take Rivka for myself.
What made him a Baruch, exactly?
The Chazal say, in the schus that he was Mekayim, his Shlichus b'nei Emanus to Avram, he went from being an Arab to becoming a Baruch.
Then he can't be a Baruch if he doesn't do
the
shlichus.
That's
really,
it's
like a catch 22
kind of thing. Why can't he? No, fuck yeah. Now he can do the
shlichus. No, because if he's a baruch and he says, well, now maybe I can be my daughter can be shaykh to Yitzchak, then he will now turn back into.
The whole point is that he never, even though he had this negiyah also, he remained the shlichus to Avraham Avinu and he didn't change that. And he was mekayim the shlichus and to do the kiddushin bin emanas Avraham. That's not why he changes back. We'll see why later he changes back. Mr. Hashem. So he goes from being an Arer to becoming a Baruch. From becoming an Eved to becoming an Ish. He becomes a free person now. And with this we can answer another question. The Mefarshim Claire, and there's a halachic discussion, how was it that Eliezer was able to be Mekayim the Shlichus of Avram? He needed to do two things. A, be a Shliach, and also to make the Kiddushin Chal. So to make the Kiddushin Chal, that's why he took 10 men, the Chazal say. He took 10 men, Asara Gemalim, in order to be able to make the Birchas Chasani, Basara. So Chazal say, the Gemara, Tosas and Ksuvis, the beginning of Ksuvis. So if that's the case, wait a second, isn't he an Eved, the Mefarshim Claire? And can an Eved be halachically accepted as a Shliach to be Mekayim, such a Shlichus?
No.
So Mefarshim say, like this and like that. But according to this, when was the point? There was a point of the freeing of Eliezer from becoming an Eved to becoming free. And that was this moment over here when he drank from the water, coupled with the fact that he was Mekayim the Shlichus ben Emanus. And that's why he goes from being called Eved to be calling her Ish. And as he's called the Ish, that's when the Shlichus takes place, and that's when he's able to be Mekayim, the Shlichus and the Kiddushin for Yitzchak. Because of this transformation which took place in the interim. What's interesting is that Eliezer, Chazal Darshan about Eliezer, the pasuk of Mayim Amukim Eitza Belev Ish, V'ish Tavuna Yidlena. That there's a very deep Eitza in the heart of the man, right? V'ish Tavuna Yidlena. And a man, an Ish Tavuna Yidlena. Again, in this pasuk, which gives a shevach to Eliezer, notice he's called an Ish. Not called an Eved, he's called an Ish. So how was it that Eliezer was Zaycha to be able to have this Be'er? To have this Be'er. So what's the first introduction to Eliezer which we have, going back to Parshas Lech Lecha, is that Avram refers to Eliezer as Damesek Eliezer. Ben Damesek Besi. Damesek Eliezer. Chazal say, why is he called Damesek? So what does Rashi say? Famous words of Rashi. That he was dole umashke mitoyres rabo la'achera. So with this we can understand why Eliezer was zechet to a be'er. That since he was Makayim, the teachings of Avram ben Emanus, to the Talmidim of Avram, and he was Mephitz, Yafutzimayin, Sechachutza, he taught the Chassidus of Avram's Chesed to the world, yeah? And the Torah calls that, he was Doyla Umashkemayim, that he went down to the Be'er and he took out water from there. So in the Schuss that he went down into Avram's Be'er and was Doyla Mayim, to give the world the sweet waters of the Ruchnias, that's why it was Nizdami to him, this Be'er, be able to give the sweet waters for himself also. It's Mamish Midu Keneged Midu. But in the Schuss that he was Doyla Umashkemi Torah's Rabba La'acherim, he was Zechet to a Be'er, to be Doyla Mashke, which is the Be'er Miriam, which is a transformation for him. That's also part of the Nemanit, that he was Neman to the teachings of Avram. He was Zechet to becoming a Varach through the drinking of these waters. What's interesting is that it wasn't only in the Schos of Eliezer that he was Zechet to this Be'er here. Probably the most important and instrumental person in behind this Be'er was Yitzchak. What do we know about Yitzchak at the time that Eliezer was going ahead and he was doing the shlichus?
He was davening.
Zoya says that it took an entire day, 24 hours, for, I wouldn't say 24 hours, it sounds like Chazal say that it was really a 17-day journey, which he did in 3 days. But Chazal say that when Yitzchak went to daven mincha, that's when Eliezer began his journey, and when Yitzchak finished mincha, that's when Eliezer came back. I don't know if it's the same mincha, but it was when he started davening, it began, and when he ended davening, it finished.
Right.
So the question is, obviously, it's not a question, it's obvious that Yitzchak is associated, according to the Zohar, with the Hatzlach of Eliezer. It was the tefillahs of Yitzchak all along, which accounted for his Hatzlach. What do we find by Yitzchak? That when Eliezer is coming back, the Torah says, "V'Yitzchak ba mibo be'er l'chay ro'i, v'hu yoshev be'er tzenege." Where is he coming from? He's coming back from be'er l'chay ro'i. What took place at be'er l'chay ro'i? Hagar. That Hashem was mizdamin the be'er, this be'er Miriam, to Hagar. Chazal say this be'er, which was mizdamin to Miriam, Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer says, was misheshes me'bereshes, this be'er. That's the Ein HaMayim, the first reference we have in the Torah to the Ein HaMayim. So being that Yitzchak went to the place where he davened by this Be'er, which was Nizdami to Hagar, in her Tzara, that she should be Zochet to Yeshua, of course that would be the real reason why Eliezer was Zochet to this Be'er. Because there was somebody at Be'er L'chai Ro'i, who was davening for Be'er of Chaim, which caused Eliezer to have this Be'er Chaim. That's what the Torah says, that it came from there. What's interesting is that the Torah says, Vayeta Yitzchak Lasuach Basada. He went lasuach. Lasuach basada. And it says also by Hagar, when she was with Yishmael, the second time around, when again she saw the Be'er, it says that batashtech oso tachas achar asichim. She threw him underneath the sichim. A lashon siach. And the first thing say, that's a lashon of siach. She was mispalul tefillah siach for him. And when she was mispalul siach, the Be'er appeared. So that same lashon here of lasuach basada, which is the same lashon we have by Hagar, that when she davened, it was called tachas hasichim. That just like by Hagar, that siach produced a be'er, so to Yitzchak it produced a be'er. I just want to bring that just as a side point. Chazal make a drasha. From where do we know that the lashon siach is a lashon tefillah? So it quotes the pasuk in Tehillim. It says eshboch lefanav sichi. Eshboch lefanav sichi. Okay. So first of all, notice that the word eshboch is a lashon mayim, shvichas mayim. So you see a direct connection between sichi and mayim appearing. But this kapitel is kapitel kuf mem beis, where this comes from. And before we explain why kapitel kuf mem beis is significant, you have to know the Zohar. The Zohar says that when Yitzchak, when he came back from davening, he was coming back from davening from the Maris Machpelah. That's where he was coming from. So there's a connection between Maris Machpelah and Be'er L'chai Ro'i. According to what we said before, that the Mayim of the Be'er comes from Maris Machpelah, that's why he went to Maris Machpelah. Because he knew that the source of this water is from Maris Machpelah. And Memela, by going there, he'd be able to bring out this water as a Be'er L'Charoi. So it was really Maris Machpelah with a Bechin of Be'er L'Charoi. Really, where was he davening this Mincha? He was davening Maris Machpelah. So now listen to how Kapitel Kuf Mem Beis begins. This is one of the only, maybe the only Kapitel in all of Tehillim which begins this way. These are the words. Maskele David, B'yoso B'ma'ara Sfila. He's davening this in the Ma'ara. So Pashtus, this was the Tfilah of Yitzhak himself. And that's why when the Gemara says, what's the Makar that Tziach is a Lashon Tfilah, it quotes this Pasuk, Eshpach Lefan of Sichi. Because since Yitzhak davened this Kapitel of Eshpach Lefan of Sichi, that's why the Torah says, Lasuach Pasadeh. Because he was in the Ma'ara, as David says, B'yoso B'ma'ara Sfila.
So they say that he was Lasuach Basada and it was Stay Ephraim. You also say that?
Yeah, that's a Chazal, it's Stay Ephraim, yeah.
And he was Lasuach Basada.
Yeah, so Stay Ephraim, yeah, that's the remnant, yeah. But Yeti Yitzhak, I think, is Gematria Ma'ara also. And that's what he says at the end. The end of this capital is, Hoitziyami Maskeran Afshi Lahoidois Hashemecha. That's like it's a reference to Rivka, meaning Yitzhak is davening, Hoitziyami Maskeran Afshi, give me my Shidduch. Lahoidois Hashemecha. So it could be that this is the actual capital which Yitzhak himself davened. And that's why David says, Maskele David. Like, I have a big haskalah over here. This is like a new, this is like a big einfalt, he's saying. This is the tefillah that Yitzhak was mispala. And it could taka be that it was because of this tefillah that David was, as I mentioned last year, was supposed to be born to Rivka and Yitzhak.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we say this by Malchav?
This capital?
Who was supposed to be born to Rivka?
The Medrash Talpio says that when Rivka became pregnant, she was pregnant with David and Yaakov.
Rashi quotes this to her also last week.
Huh?
Rashi quotes a pasuk from Tehillim last week, Altiar Nafshi also.
Yeah?
I don't know,
really. Find in my book and maybe connect. So the Medrash Talpio says that really David and Yaakov were inside of her womb. But something happened and there was a switch. And David was replaced by Esav. I spoke about this last year, I believe. I was going to speak about this again, but I told you I said that something. I should say this story over. So Memela, it could be that this is why David has an association with this tefillah, because it could be that by the fact that Yitzhak was mespal this tefillah, it didn't only produce the fact that he would marry Rivka, but it also produced the fact that he would be zeichet to give birth to David. But that's not for now. Yeah. Because it says that Yitzhak, the Zohar says that Yitzhak davened Maris Machpelah, this tefillah, this mincha, even though the Torah calls it Be'er L'Charoi, the Zohar says he davened in a Maris Machpelah. Like Alex said, that's why it says Basuach Basadeh, as a reference to Stay Ephraim. So the Maris Machpelah and Stay Ephraim. So we said before, the reason why it's Maris Machpelah is because it has a connection to this water. That's why Be'er L'Charoi.
Yeah, Pastor
is actually close to the Maris Machpelah. Oh, interesting. It also has a Sheikh. So therefore Yitzhak was really the one who produced these waters from this Be'er L'Charoi because of this Sicha Eshbaich L'Fanav Sichi, which is the source of where we know that Sicha is a Lashon Tfilah. It's interesting also this idea that Eliezer became a Bar Das, that he had a tremendous Das from drinking from this water. We find the same thing also by Yishmael, because the Torah says that after this water was produced and Hagar gave Yishmael from this water to drink, it says, Vatera Be'er, she saw the Be'er, Vatashkas Kanar, and then it says, Vayihir Lekim is Anar. All of a sudden, the Elohim is with the Nar. After drinking this water, poof, the Elohim is with the Nar. The Elamai, drinking this water, has a tremendous power to raise a person up, Begashmias of Eruchnias, which is why they didn't have it in the Midbar. They're called the Doradeya because they ate man and they drank from the Be'er Miriam. They reached the state of Das. That was Allah Hachana from Ma'an Torah. But so too here by Eliezer, he became a Bar Das by drinking from this water.
Hanging water.
Oh, Palgi Mike. So with this, now we have to understand why it is that everything changed for Eliezer. The problem is that after he became an Ish, and he was Yotzi Michal Ara L'Chlal Bara for drinking this water, when he begins his speech to Lavan and Besuel, this is how he begins the speech. And this is not from me, maybe it's the Chaim HaKadosh, I don't remember who says it exactly. But this is what he says. He says, Vayoymer, Evid Avraham Anoichi. I'm an Evid Avraham. What are you doing, Eliezer? You just went from being an Eved to becoming an Ish, and then you go ahead and you say about yourself you're an Eved. What are you doing? Then this is the difference between somebody who's an Ar and who's a Baruch. Right? It says about Klal Yisrael, it says, Avodai Heim. In Chazal Mega Joshua, Avodai V'loi Avodim L'Avodim. Hashem says, these are my Avodim. A Yid cannot be an Eved to an Eved. Whereas we find by Canaan the opposite. Eved Avodim Yihi Eliachav. It says that Canaan has the need of being an Eved to an Eved. And this was Eliezer's problem. Hashem just said, I just made you from being an Eved Avram to being my own, to being an Eved of me. You're now an Ish, just like Avram is an Ish. You went from being an Ara, which is an Eved Canaan, to becoming a Baruch, to being an Ish. Now you're my Eved, Hashem says. And you go ahead and you say by yourself, Eved Avram Anaychi? So he made himself an Eved Avadim again, which is an Eid of Canaan. Eved Avadim, Yaleh Achav. So that's why, when he finishes speaking, and everything is said and done, the Torah says, Vayi kasher shama Eved Avraham es Ibrahim. It doesn't say Eved. It doesn't say Ish. It says Eved Avraham. Because Hashem is saying, okay, fine. If you want to be Eved Avraham, you can be Eved Avraham. And in a sense, he reverted himself back to the status that he was before. From being Baruch to Bechlal Ar again. Baruch to becoming Ar again.
Was there a difference between Eved and Eved Avraham?
Probably. Probably. I think we'll explain maybe how this helped him.
I mean, he was at Eved Avraham. How else is he going to refer to himself as when he saw Ha-Eved.
It says, Vayi kasher shama Ha-Eved. As the Ibrahim. The fact that it says Eved Avraham is because he called himself Eved Avraham. That's what the Torah says. Okay, you called yourself it. Eved Avraham.
What else would you say, Hayah and Eliezer? Like, what's the shaykh's
today? He should have said that. Yeah.
I'm Eliezer. Did he know he was
I was a shaykh? Huh? Yeah, he felt it. He felt the difference. He was a transformed person. Let's finish the Torah. One second. He was a transformed person. He definitely changed it. That's why it says, Mishtoy Ladas. He was a totally different person. He's going to get credit for that. But this is the reason why it says, Vayivihineg Malim Boim. Why does the Torah say, as we said before, that Yitzhak noticed the Gemalim? Because who drank from the water? Eliezer drank from the water, and the Gemalim drank from the water. Right? And they both went to a much higher level because they drank. Yitzhak noticed these Gemalim. He said, these are not the same Gemalim which left. These are totally different Gemalim. How did they become different Gemalim? Because they drank from the Be'er Miriam. So why did he notice Eliezer? Because Eliezer messed it up, but the Gemalim didn't. So since Eliezer messed himself up, after he became Baruch and he became an Ish, and he said, Avraham Avraham, he was mashpil himself, he went back down, but the Gemalim didn't. So he saw the Gemalim, and he says, whoa, check out these Gemalim. But then he looked at Eliezer, he says, what's with Eliezer? How can the Gemalim look even higher than Eliezer now? Oh, we have to be choshed him, that he did something wrong. That's why he was choshed him. But he messed around with Rivka.
Look at the men that were there.
He also drank. Yeah.
Did they put back their status down to...
Probably not. That's why it says the Gemalim, and the people who were on the Gemalim also.
So who were they?
I don't know. Probably same big people. But the fact that Eliezer drank from this water wasn't a total destruction for him. And for this we can see an extra degree of nemanus that he had to Avram. Chazal say that Eliezer went into a Gilgal and he became Kalev, there Rizal says. And that's why he goes to be Mispal Amar Samachpelah when he goes on his mission to Eretz Yisrael, to David Amar Samachpelah, because he says that Moshe gave Yeshua a bracha, he was his Rebbe, I need to go to my Rebbe for a bracha also. So that's why Kalev, who is Eliezer, goes to Maris Machpelah to get a bracha from Avraham and Yitzchak, who is Rebbe.
That's so interesting. He goes back to the Shoresh of the Be'er Miriam.
Right. Goes back there. Right. So Eliezer is Kalev. Now, who does Kalev marry? Who's the wife of Kalev? Who?
Miriam.
Right. So you see, Kalev has a direct connection to Miriam, to the Be'er of Miriam, because he's married to her. He's married to the well. But I think, although I haven't found the source yet for this, I think that Rivka, because she has a shaykhis here, the Be'er Miriam, is the shayrish of Miriam. Meaning that Miriam is a Gilgal of Rivka. That in the same way Eliezer was Nisgagal and Kalev, so too Rivka was Nisgagal and Miriam. I haven't found the makra for that yet. But with this being said, this would explain an extra degree of Ne'amanas that Eliezer had. Why? Because after he became a Baruch, he looked at Rivka and he said it, but he looked at her and said, this is my Shidduch. This is not for Yitzchak. I'm supposed to marry her. Because in a later Gilgal he does. Kalev marries Miriam. So that's why he needed an extra degree of strength not to take her, because later on it would be for him. And it was chus that he really wanted it for himself, because he knew Bishar that she would be right to him, with that Ne'emanus it was Yotzi Mechla Ar to become Baruch. another point I forgot. Anyways, this does connect on some level also to Hanukkah. As I'll say, that we see from here that in the schus of the ne'emanas that Eliezer had to Avraham Avinu, he was zeichet to find this be'er. And the fact that he was mispal, that he really, really wanted to be mekayim the shlichas of Avraham, that's what it means, he did it b'ne'emanas. He davened. He didn't even know how he would succeed. He just davened, he went to the be'er, he didn't know where to look, who to talk to. He was mispal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of his strength, despite his negiyah, and he was zeichet to be able to find the shirach that he needed. And that's the same thing which happened by Hanukkah. Hanukkah is that you have a bunch of Yidden who are broken, who are destroyed after Chumrim Beis HaMikdash and Tumas HaMikdash, and they really want to be behind the Mitzvah Menorah. And they don't even know how they're going to do it. But one thing's for sure, they had a lot of Cheshek and a lot of Yaguin in order to be Nemet HaKadosh Baruch Hu to fulfill the Mitzvah. And in the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to them, revealed to Eliezer the Ein HaMayim, so too they were Zeichah to see the Ein HaShemin, to find that Shemin. And this Chosah, the Chuga, and the Hishtek that's behind the Mitzvah. To see something which they couldn't see because of the emanas. That's why it's called Bnei Bina Yemei Shemayna. Just like Eliezer is called the Ish Tvuna, Yidlein Ish Tvuna, that he had the Tvuna to know that if you really, really want, you can find. They're called the Bnei Bina because they had the Bina to know that if you really, really want, you can find. That it's totally in the Ratzon. So Hanukkah is coming. Hashem should be mechazek our Ratzonos. All of our water should be Be'er Miriam. Hezechet the Tshuka Gedoyla, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bnei Emanas, and to do that, to be Yoytim Yor LeBaruch. In the Yeshiva, the Geula, and your faith of the God of the heaven and all.
Amen. Amen. He said that.